This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
They are so loaded. Their roster is so good. And Howie Roseman is the best in the business that even when he screws up, like we mentioned earlier, in signing Bryce Huff, he's able to find Cooper DeJean in the draft. He's right. Able to do that. And that's what makes the NFCE such a bear.
You know what I would push back on our previous caller, Charles? It's not a big deal that Strahan waved the Eagle flag. Here's why it is. Can we all agree that the Yankees aren't what we remember the Yankees to be, like the Yankees in the dynasty of the 90s. Right. And one of the things they do that annoys me, where I make fun of them for, and I think Yankee fans hate, is that they play Frank Sinatra after losses. Meaning, when we, you know, swept them, we being the Mets, they were playing Sinatra. It's like they're tone deaf to certain things. Strahan should know better and not do this, and I think it just shows you what the state of this franchise is. It used to be a top proud franchise in the NFL, and now they are a joke, and former players are in on the joke of mocking the team. So that's where we are, like the Jets, and the franchise has lost their
life. I got to stop you. You've said it 12 times now. The first 11 times I nodded. I said, he's right. I agree with him. I've made this comparison a lot. But when I make the comparison, you know it comes from a place of love. Every time you say they're the Jets,
there's a reason I'm
look of disgust in your face.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
No, why? Why?
Because I'm trying to...
I want you to stop.
I'm trying to hammer my point home of how bad things are.
I know, but it matters. When you say it, you're trolling the Jets. When I say it...
No, I'm not.
I guess I'm trolling the Giants now that I think about it.
I'm actually insulting the Giants in the best way I can insult them, by comparing them to the Jets.
No, I think that... Look, the LOL Jets has been a thing for many, many years, and the Giants took that mantle. I completely agree. But every time you say it, like, there's a part of me that dies. I'm not going to lie. It's a small part of me every time you say it, even though it's true. I mean, I've been saying it, so obviously I agree with you. It's just like, gives me the heebie-jeebies. Amir is in Brooklyn. What's up, Amir?
Hey, Kiki, Evan.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Man, hey. I'm a big Giants fan, but I'm also all New York fans. So I sympathize with the Jets and everything, and I just want to take it back to the beginning.
Yes.
We lost Coughlin. We lost Steve Spagnuolo. We lost Odell Beckham, and now Saquon Barkley. That's a whole team right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a whole team right there. So I don't know his name, but I sympathize with the other Giants, with the Giants fan, because Strahan took it overboard. He shouldn't have did that. He supported Barkley. I get that. But Eagles, Hurts would have not won this Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley.
No question. I think that's the thing that Sean has to come and admit, because you've kind of danced around it. And you've been fighting with Eagle fans for a long, long time. And even though he didn't put up MVP numbers in said Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles do not win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
Can you say that sentence, though?
The Philadelphia Eagles do not win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. The signing is an unmitigated success for the Eagles.
Perfect.
And the stats, I tweeted this last night. I don't want to hear that he didn't have big rushing stats last night. He was the reason the Chiefs stacked the box and Jalen Hurts threw all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's the reason the Eagles got there. They did not win 2 years ago. They won this year because they signed Saquon Barkley.
Good job. Man, I'm surprised with you. I didn't think you had that in you.
And no, Zach Bond and drafted Cooper DeJean.
Of course.
Yes, and CJ Gardner-Johnson. there was a lot that they did to get their roster.
Oh, no question.
Perfect. Of course. Oh, and don't forget, Mekhi Becton comes over.
No, we don't mention.
But this is Tiki. This is why a classic two things are true. The Eagles, and we talked about Howie Roseman, they were in the right spot to be able to pay Saquon and not have a comeback to bite them.
Yeah.
The Giants were also in the right spot to let him walk and not sit there and win five games with him.
Well, I said this earlier in the year, and it's just the more I think about it, the more true it is. You can't overpay, not overpay, it's not it's wrong, but pay a running back unless you're that running back away from being a Super Bowl contender. And that's what they did. And you give them a lot of credit for it. The Giants weren't in a position to do that.
If they had paid Saquon Barkley. This year. I'm not talking about last year because I think the problem with the Saquon argument is it goes down the rabbit holes of all the different opportunities.
Why did he take the deal year, 2 years ago?
They should have signed him 2 years ago. They should have tagged Daniel Jones. By the way, I agree with that stuff, but then you get down the rabbit hole of so many different things that could have happened. So sticking with just last year's decision. Otherwise, it gets way too convoluted.
Yeah.
If they had given him the offer to make him come back, whatever that figure turned out to be, and he stays with the New York Giants, how does this season play out?
For the Giants?
Yeah. Forget the Eagles. They do something different. Maybe the Eagles go do something even better at running, but not better at running back, but maybe they end up with Derrick Henry. Right. I don't know.
He probably rushes for 1,400 yards, but maybe they win two more games. Mm. But they're not, it's not making the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Giants all of a sudden a playoff contender. They were bad in a lot of places.
No, and I think that's the key. That's the key to the question. If even with Saquon having the best year of his career, certainly not running behind as good of an offensive line and the uncertainty at quarterback, if it doesn't make the difference enough to make him a playoff team and we're sitting in a very similar position today, then they weren't better off keeping him.
Well, think about the games that they lost. What was the game in London?
Carolina
Panthers. They probably win that game.
Right.
Because Saquon's not fumbling.
I thought it too. Right? I think they probably win the Carolina game because of the fumbling and also that Bengals Sunday night game where they missed the field goal. I think Saquon probably breaks off another
Probably win the Washington game, the first one, where they lost on basically field goals. They held Washington to just field goals, but they couldn't make extra points.
Singletary had the big fumble in that game that switched to one possession.
And so they win three more games.
Well, four more games. If we get to four now, we're talking. But,
but we're not you're not a playoff team. You're not making a run for the Super Bowl.
There we go. And we just nailed it. So if you're asking any Giant fan today after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, forget, don't even mention the word tank here. You wake up today. Would you rather the Giants be picking third overall in April or seventh overall in April and you had a season with Saquon? I think we all agree probably third, right? So then in the end, you have to bite what happened with the Eagles, tip your cap.
Right.
Saquon wins a ring. This sucks, this feeling. For the betterment of the franchise, it's better for the Giants to have bottomed out like this.
You know what the problem is?
That I'm right?
It's such a weird day to even like say that with a straight face.
I know, but it's the truth, though, Evan. Right. It could be a weird day. I'm admitting that this worked out for the Eagles, and it sucks royally that it worked out for the Eagles. It doesn't mean that wasn't the right thing for the Giants to do.
Well, here's my thing, and because I heard this from a few people, and obviously this is Sean's narrative, that, you know, and we agree it's the worst season of franchise history, but I'm not sure it's rock bottom. It could get worse. And this idea
I agree with that, by the way.
And Saquon Barkley teaches
about the Giants.
That's what I mean, about the Giants.
Right. Yes!
And Saquon is not exactly 35 years old here. So what if next year he has, 200 rushing yards in the Super Bowl, they win, and the Giants are sitting at home and they didn't make the playoffs again?
I agree that it could get worse, but do you agree overall that, and just stick with this year, because again, it gets very convoluted when you say, well, what about last year? I totally agree. It's different avenues you can go down. Just this year's free agency. Were they better off letting him go, knowing the impact wasn't going to make that big of a difference?
They should not have let him go.
So even that little three-game difference, being in the similar spot, you don't have a quarterback, you're not sold on the coach, you're not picking in as good of a position, you don't have Tyrone Tracy because you probably don't draft
him. You made your competitor better.
Yeah, but you can't think about it that way.
Yes, you can.
No, this is
absolutely you can.
Tommy, this is the only thing you could think about in making your competitor better. The better question is not should they have let him walk. It should, in hindsight, should they have traded him at the deadline the year before.
Uh-oh. But then you could go down other rabbit holes.
No, what he said?
Yeah.
That dumb comment.
No, it's only because you would have controlled a team giving up assets for him that wouldn't have been the Philadelphia Eagles that probably would have been more likely since they gave up the assets to sign
him. Yeah, but here's the thing. He also would have been a free agent. So he would have played someplace else, and he would have been a free agent, and the Eagles still would have signed him.
Probably.
Because the Eagles had eyes on him going back to the year the Giants franchised him.
Yeah, the team that trades for him, it's not a lock that they
definitely
then
not a
keep
lock,
them.
Right?
You can't just assume that.
It's
so he still ends up in Philadelphia.
He could have.
It's also not as sexy, but McKinney had an awesome year, too. So the two guys that walked got better and were both in the playoffs. One of them won a Super Bowl.
The one thing I disagree is you can't control where the guy goes.
Right.
Like your decision.
Especially when he's a free agent.
Yeah. Like your decision to keep him versus not to keep him can't be tied to where he may sign.
I know, but on Hard Knocks, the guy that writes the checks literally told his employers.
Forget the guy that writes the checks. Forget, how about you? How about me? You can't think that way.
But John Mara is us. He's a Giant fan. That's the whole point. A Giant fan that runs the team spoke for us, and it came to fruition. Everything he said came to fruition.
If I don't want a player back, right, and I make that decision, I can't have it be altered by where he goes. Like, I'll give you an example. Can I use Aaron Rodgers?
Go ahead.
It's not a perfect example because you look at the AFC East, they're kind of set at quarterback, Drake May, Josh Allen, Tua. But let's say the Dolphins are like, man, Tua's not healthy. We're going to sign Aaron Rodgers. Jets released him. We're going to sign him. Kind of like what happened with Chad Pennington. Basically the same thing. I can't change my view on keeping Rodgers or not versus the fact that the Dolphins may sign him. That has to be irrelevant.
Right. You can't because it's now out of your control. And I think that's the Giants kind of made that decision before the offseason that Saquon was not going to be coming back. Now, they had, cursory discussions to bring him back, but they had basically put it out of their control that he wasn't going to come back. I know they kept talking to him, but he wasn't coming back, especially for the number that they wanted, meaning Saquon's camp wanted. And so after that, you just hoped he didn't sign with the Eagles.
That's it.
That's all you could do.
Yes.
I just hope he doesn't sign with the Eagles. He goes anywhere else, Houston Texans, wherever.
Right.
You know what? Good for you, Saquon. Good luck. But when he signed with the Eagles, it just stung because you knew you were going to have to deal with him as an opponent now for the next 3 years or 4 years.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.